Yes, baby girl. Yes, princess. Princess, what do you want? You keep saying daddy, 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 daddy. What is it? Yes, I love you. I love you a lot. I love you more than you love sugary things. Yes, so a lot. Are you satisfied with that? Okay, good. Yes, princess. Yes, I still love you. Why are you being so annoying right now? Come here. Yeah, you're being. What is it? Do you want attention? Is that what it is? Come here. Bring your bum over here. Well, I was writing. But I guess I'm not writing anymore. Just a story. Do you want me to make up a story? Off the top of my head. Okay, give me a second. No, 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 no. You don't get to count. I get to count. No, no, no. Fine, if you're gonna be difficult like that, then give me 30 seconds. If you wanna count, be my guest. And include your Mississippis. A second is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. No, no, no. Do you want me to count seconds like that? Is that how you want me to count seconds, huh? aren't you ticklish? Okay, let me think. Okay, fine, I'll let you finish counting. Are you done now? Yeah? Okay. Once upon a time, there lived a pig, and this pig lived in the straw house. Oh, you've heard this one already? I don't think so. Okay, no, watch. If you want me to stop, I'll stop my story. No? Okay, I'll keep telling it. I'm gonna keep getting interruptions. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, so where was I? Yeah, pig in straw house. Okay, so there's a pig living in a straw house. And one day, the pig got a knock on his door. He goes, rat, rat, rat. And the pig goes up to the door and he goes, hello? And he sees this wolf. And he's dressed in this, you know, nice suit. It's not that nice, you know. It's like a 2-button. It's very 90s. What? No, this is not a story you've heard before, baby. I promise. I swear. Am I going to keep getting interruptions this whole time? No? Okay, that's why. I love you. Okay, so. Pig, door, wolf. And the wolf goes... See, you made me lose my train of thought. Hello, is Mr. Porker live here? And the pig goes, yeah, that's me. And the pig's German. There's something wrong with the pig being... The pig could be any... But he's German. It's a German pig. Get over it. He goes, yeah, that's me. And the wolf goes, oh, well, Mr. Porker, I'm here with the city, the tri-state area government association, and we're here to tell you that your house is not up to code. Yeah, because it's a straw house. Well, because this is my story. If that's how I want the story to be, leave me alone. The pig goes, but I built this house with my own hands. This is a very good house. It'll hold up to many things. The wolf goes, I'm sorry. We're looking at the regulations, and if a storm of a certain size and strength comes through, it'll just blow your house down. So we've scheduled your house for demolition, sir. I'm deeply sorry. You have 24 hours to vacate the premises. The pig goes, oh, that's terrible. Why have you done this to me? I'm sorry, sir. I'm just a servant of the county. Okay, fine. He's the county. I don't know why I said tri-state area. It's the county. He's a county wolf. The pig goes, oh, that's very terrible. But I'll go live with my cousin. And the wolf goes, oh, that's probably for the best. Anyway, and he sticks like this sticker on the door that says "Zone for Demolition." And the pig goes, what about all my things? And the wolf goes, well, you should probably get all the things out as soon as possible, or else, it's gonna get torn down with the house. The pig goes, oh, well, I'll try to get as many things as I can. He's going a little Arnold Schwarzenegger there. I don't know what to tell you. So the pig goes and he leaves. He takes up all his belongings with his little hooves can take. Yeah, pigs have hooves. Is it a hooves? I mean, they're feet, I guess, but they're like, they have the things. They're for the hooves. Yeah, I think they have hooves, baby. And he goes and he rat like da 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 on the this house, and this house is made of wood, but it looks like a lot of reclaimed lumber. It's not like really that great, so. The door opens and you see this pig, and he looks a little bit more well dressed than the first pig, and he goes, oh, cousin, you've come to my house. And the other pig goes, oh yes, I have. They come to tear down my house, sadly. Can I live here for a bit? The reclaimed wood pig goes, well, it's not a very big house, but you are more than welcome to share with what I have. And he goes, excellent. And they both go inside the house together. And about a week goes by, and all of a sudden they get a knock on the door. And the reclaimed pig goes up to the door, and he sees the wolf. The wolf is in the same suit. Looks exhausted, real tired. The pig goes, oh, what do you want? Through the door without opening it. The wolf goes, I'm sorry, sir, but I'm with the county. There's been complaints from your HOA about the state of your house, the condition. You've exposed material. You have 2 weeks to comply with HOA bylaws, or else we'll be having to zone your domain or domicile for demolition. I'm so sorry. And then he just sticks a notice to the door. And the pig is he goes, oh, I hate that guy. Yes, he's the worst. And the wolf, hearing all of it through the door, kind of like sighs, like really like heartbrokenly, and like walks off dejected. Clearly just a man doing his job. The pigs look at each other and go, well, we can't afford to repaint this place. We have to move out. Oh, this is terrible. I just moved out to my last place. So the two pigs gather up all their belongings again, and they head over to a third structure. This is a large mansion made out of beautiful red brick. It seems like a very old structure, probably maybe 100 years old. It stands the test of time, clearly. And they go up to the door, and they rack on the door with their stuff in hands. And the door opens, and there's this like beautiful female pig, and she goes, who are you here to see? The pigs go, are we looking for our cousin Lenny? Does he live here? And then the beautiful pig goes, Lenny, you have company. She yells up the stairs, and then there's like a pig in like a leopard print bathrobe comes down the stairs and goes, cousins, what are you doing here? And they go, we got evicted from our houses. And they go, oh, that's so like you. I know, right? And they all kind of go into the house together. And then finally, after like a week of partying it up, they're all like they're really living the high life. They get a knock on the door, and the wealthy, well-to-do pig goes up to the door and opens it, and he goes, "Hello, how are you?" And it's the wolf again. The wolf goes, "Hi, so we've been getting a lot of noise complaints over the last couple weeks, and we've also looked through the filing, and this is actually a historical structure. He like looks inside a little bit. He goes, "It seems you've done some serious alterations to what is a historical building." And Lenny, the rich pig, goes, "Well, you know, I had to, you know, furnish the place up a bit." And the pig was, the wolf goes, "Well, I'm sorry to say that, sir, but you can't actually make such severe alterations to a historical landmark. And as such, the city is reclaiming the building, so the Preservation Society can go in there and ensure that it's kept back to its historic 1902 roots." And then he goes, "That's terrible. That's why I'm getting evicted." And he goes, the wolf goes, "Yeah, I'm sorry." And then he goes, "You evicted my cousins, and now you're evicting me. It seems like you have a vendetta against pigs." And the wolf goes, No, it's nothing like that at all. It's just, you know, I'm just doing my job, sir." And the pig goes, "Well, you know, I'm going to have a talk with your manager." And the wolf is like, "Sir, I'm just trying to serve you this notice." And the pig's like, "You know what? I'm going to go on their phone right now. I have some friends in some very high places." And the wolf goes, "Sir, just please just take the form. Just please just sign off on this." And the door closes in the wolf's face. So the wolf, you know, walks down the lane and gets back in his car and starts driving downtown. And when he gets to the office, he goes to his desk, unable to sign it, so he's about to file away the form when a couple of sheep walk down the hall and go, "You know, Wolfie, the boss wants to see you in his office." And the wolf goes, "Oh God, what is it now?" He gets up and he walks to his office, to the boss's office, and there's a large bull who looks enraged, and he goes, "Wolfie, how many times have I said not to stir up any feathers? Good God, man." And the wolf's like, "Sorry, sir, I tried to get the form signed. Listen, that Lenny guy, he's connected to the mayor. Ugh, you really screwed the pooch on this one. I'm going to have to let you go." And the wolf goes, "Sir, please, I need this job. It's like all that I have." The bull's like, "Listen, I can't stick my neck out for you. Clear out your desk and be out of here by the end of the day." The wolf, dejected, walks out of there and goes into his desk and picks up a bunch of like pictures and like all the things on his desk. And you see like one of the pictures is him and another wolf, a female wolf, and they have like a bunch of pups around him. He puts it in his box, and he starts taking the box. He puts it in his passenger seat of his car, starts driving, and he's in traffic for like an hour and a half. And just, like, there's talk radio going on, and there's, you know, two people talking about the election. You hear about the mayor. The mayor's, like, running for re-election right now. It's a whole thing. And then he finally arrives at this, like, looks like a really run-down apartment building. He takes up the box, and he walks up the stairs, and he opens the door. And he walks in, and you see his landlord goes, "Wolfie, you're late on your rent." The wolf's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Steen. I'll get it as soon as possible." And Turtle Steen's just like, "Listen, Lenny. Listen, Wolfie. You're a good guy, but you know, if you don't make rent, I'm gonna have to evict you." And Wolfie's like, "Don't worry, Mr. Turtle Steen. I'll make rent." And he just kind of rubs his head and walks up the stairs. He finally gets to the top, to this tiny, dinky apartment building. He unlocks the door and it opens. It's really bare bones. There's like a mattress and like a chair and like a really small tube TV. And there's a fridge, and it's just full of leftover Chinese food. And the wolf puts his box down by the door, closes the door, and goes in the fridge, pulls out some leftover Chinese food, and sits down. Turns on the TV and just eats the Chinese food. That's the end of the story. What, baby? Did it take a dark turn? Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I love you too.